Hallelujah, the name is Christ. We continue sharing on a sweet aroma to the Lord. Let's turn to the book of Romans chapter 12.
我们请看罗马书第十二章.
The book of Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and verse 2.
罗马书的第十二章第一、第二节.
The book of Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and verse 2.
罗马书十二章一节二节.
Verse 1.
一节.
I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercy of God, that you present your body as a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. Verse 2. And do not be conformed to this world, but to be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that you may prove what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God. So we can see in these two verses, Paul also encouraged the members, we must offer our body as a living sacrifice.
所以在这里我们看到保罗来勉励信徒呢，把自己的身体献上当作活祭。
First, this body of living sacrifice has to be holy.
所以这个活祭呢， 首先的要点必须要圣洁,
and also acceptable before God.
而且是神所喜悦的,
and it said this is a very reasonable sacrifice.
所以这是一个非常,
so now even though you and I, you know, offer ourselves to be sacrificed, it's really not a big deal.
所以当你和我把自己的身体献上,
why? Because this is what expected from you and I as the chosen people of God. Then verse 2 says, and do not be conformed to this world.
第二节叫我们不要效法这个世界,
but to be transformed by the renewing of your mind.
只要心意更新而变化。
And I've shared with you many times that in the book of Revelation, the dragon, the beast, and the beast that came out of the sea, they all have what on their heads?
所以我跟大家分享了启示录呢，当这个龙还有从这个海里面出来的个兽，它们头上有什么？
How many heads do they have?
它们有几个头？
And how many horns? I tell you, they have heads and horns. How many horns do they have?
它们有几个角？
Let's be more interactive so everybody can stay awake.
所以我们这样比较有点互动，所以可以不要让大家打瞌睡。
How many heads and horns do they have?
所以他们头上有几个角？
Yes. Seven heads and two horns?
七个头，两个角吗？
How many?
几个角？
I'm going to ask you a lot of questions these next two sessions. So
,这两堂课我会问大家很多问题。
Anybody? Can you read it?
这有谁可以, 阅读一下?
Yes. What's that? Ten horns and
十个角,
seven heads, yes.
七个头,
seven heads and ten horns.
七头十角.
Of course, seven heads just mean he has perfect deception, a deceptive power, and that is deceptions.
所以他七个头就是他一个完全可以诱惑人的这个能力。
So that's why nowadays, really, for Christian, you don't see evil spirit running around or eating your food and things like that, right?
所以现今我们不会看到邪灵就是到处跑或者在吃我们的食物。
But where Satan's work is in here.
但是撒旦的工作是在每一个人的思维思想。
Especially when it comes to our basic doctrines.
特别是在这个十大信仰。
Why he tried to deceive us.
因为他是撒旦要来引诱我们,
I mean, look at Eve, right? Think about Eve.
我们去试想想这个夏娃。
What did the serpent say to Eve?
这个蛇呢,
the first thing he said to her, what did he say?
这个蛇跟夏娃说的第一句话是什么?
Anyone? What did the first thing he said?
蛇说的第一句话是什么? You shall not surely die.
Yeah. you always can be awake up here, so you don't need to answer the questions. What did he exactly say?
然后，夏娃说了什么？蛇说了什么？
Yes. That's very important, right? God's
So,这个撒旦就问夏娃，神是否让说你在伊甸园里面每一个果子都能吃吗？
Why didn't he say? Right? He says, why didn't he say? You know, God told you not to eat from the tree in the midst of the garden, right? Why didn't he say that?
So,
okay, it seemed like God say that. Okay, okay. But no, think about this. Why did he say to Eve? Because it all has to do with thinking, right? He said to Eve, God said, you cannot eat every tree of the garden, right? Every tree of the garden. Is that true or false?
所以当时说,
did God say that?
神有说在园中里面每一棵树你都不可以吃吗?
Why did he say that? Why didn't he just say, look, God told you not to eat from the tree of the midst of the garden. If you say that, what Eve going to say?
What was the question?
If Satan said to Eve, right, God told you, right, not to eat from the tree of the midst of the garden. If you say that, then what's going to happen?
如果蛇说, 神有说, 你们不许吃园中所有树上的果子, 那个, 然后夏娃的反应会怎样呢?
You know, in contrast to what he said, you should not eat of every tree of the garden. So when he said you should not eat of every tree in the garden, what is the tendency for Eve to do?
所以他如果蛇这样说, 你岂不能吃, 园中所有的树上, 然后夏娃的反应会如何呢?
What's that? Do you think she can defend what God said or what? I mean, you can think like that, but... Yeah.
所以夏娃会反驳说, 神没有说... 不一定吃园中，可以吃园中的树上的果子。
You know, almost every woman I met, right? Almost every woman I met, women always have the tendency to correct others. Really? And Satan knows this. Satan knows this. If he said to Adam, didn't God say they should not eat tree from every guy? He's like, yeah, is that true? I don't know. I forgot about it already, right?
所以我的经验就是。 几乎每一个女人，如果你跟她说错的一句话，她都会纠正你。所以蛇这样会这样跟夏娃说。但是如果蛇会跟男人说的话，男人就会在反复说，有这一件事吗？
But actually, she wanted to correct him. He knows exactly what God said, but the way he said, he wanted Eve to interact with him, right? So to tell him that he is wrong.
所以这个蛇呢，他知道。 知道真正的答案是什么，但是他是要这个夏娃跟他沟通，跟他讲起话，然后要夏娃来纠正他的错。So
that's why for us, we are as a chosen people of God.
所以作为我们，作为这个神的选民，
we need to have the mind of Christ.
我们必须要有基督的思想。And
to have the mind of Christ, we have to renew our mind to a new mind. That mind is in Christ Jesus.
所以我们要更新我们的思想，我们思想要在耶稣基督里面。
That say here that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
所以在这里呢，我们可以查验何为神善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。If
we don't have the mind of Christ,
如果我们没有耶稣基督的这种思维，
can you really determine what is good, what is evil nowadays?
我们可以分辨何为善、何为恶吗？
You know, a lot of people complain because Donald Trump got voted on there, right?
所以很多人就是在埋怨，因为这个。 Trump, 他已经被入围这个选为总统。
Actually, it's not his fault.
但是其实不是他的问题。
Right? People's fault.
是, right? 每个人的这个错误。
If people want a man like him to be in office, let it be. Right?
所以如果每个人想要他做总统, 就这样行,
I mean, look at Hitler. Everybody always complain about Hitler, right? But actually, it's not Hitler's fault.
所以每个人都在埋怨希特勒，但是不是希特勒的错。What
was the goal for Hitler during that time? What does he want to make?
所以当时希特勒的目标是什么？
Think about this. Yeah, supreme race. And what is that supreme race?
然后这个希特勒想做一个比较有特权的这个民族。
What's that? Yes, 6 feet over, blonde hair, blue eyes, and you look at Hitler, how tall is he? And what kind of color eyes does he have? What kind of hair does he have? Right? But people, right, I think he's like only 5'6" or something like that. He had black hair, black mustache, you know, the famous mustache, right?
所以他要的这个叫的这些白人就是六尺高，然后蓝眼睛，但是他本身呢是少过六尺高，而且他眼睛也是黑的。然后他就是要提倡这种比较优秀的民族。
Actually, it's all about people.
这都是人为。
Actually, of course, no. Donald Trump is in office because people voted for him. Then this is the mentality that people in America want this kind of person in office, and that's America.
所以这个 Trump 呢，他可以被当选为总统，是因为人民选他的。
If the people do not vote for him, he will not be the president. Right?
如果人不投选他的话，人民不投选他，他也不会成为这个总统。
So that's why when we think about, you know, about ourselves.
如果我们反复思想我们自己的行为。
You know, when Jeroboam, he built two golden calves.
Huh?
Oh, Jeroboam, King Jeroboam.
I don't know. Oh, Jeroboam.
Yeah, Jeroboam.
这个耶路波安王呢，他做了两个金牛犊。
And he built two golden calves.
他做了两个金牛犊。
And he was the first king after Solomon.
他是所罗门之后的第一个王。
And God divided the kingdom of David to give to Jeroboam.
然后神呢就把这个大卫的这个国度呢分十个支派给耶路伯安。
But what did he do?
他做了什么呢?
He built two golden calves.
这个耶路伯安做了两度金牛犊。
If the people do not go to worship these golden calves, what Jeroboam going to do?
如果这些百姓呢不去祭拜这个金牛犊的话，那个耶罗伯安王他会做什么呢？
I think he would just destroy the golden calves.
他就会把这个金牛犊把它毁了。
And he put one golden calf always in Dan, right?
他把一个金牛犊放在但这个地方。
And one in Bethel.
一个在波特。
And the people go there and worship those golden calves.
然后这些百姓呢就到这两个地方去祭拜。
And why?
为什么呢?
Because it was convenient.
因为他们很方便。
So if they did not go and worship those golden calves, then Jeroboam, he has no strength, no power over them.
如果这些百姓呢没有去祭到这些金牛犊地方来做敬拜的话，那耶路伯安也不能做什么。
So that's why for us.
所以对于我们来说,
we must continue to do what is right.
我们必须要做合为对的事情。
Only when we have the mind of Christ that Satan cannot deceive us.
我们只要有这个 我们可以，如果我们有神耶稣基督的这种思维的话，我们就不会就可以看透撒旦的这诡计。
So what was the first requirement that we must have to burn to offer a burnt offering that's sweet aroma to the Lord? What was the first thing?
所以作为第一个条件要把身体当做活祭的是什么？
This morning, what is it? Yes, without blemish. First thing, right, that is the best, right, without blemish.
所以是这个活祭必须要毫无指摘。
You cannot go to the herd and, oh, look me, oh, that cow has only one eye. Well, let me give to the Lord, right?
不能到牛群去找了一只牛，然后说，哦，这牛已经瞎了一只眼，我们就把它献祭。
Or maybe that oxen is very lame, so just, you know, let's give to the Lord.
我们也不能说，哦，这只牛呢，它的脚已经瘸腿了。
So when we offer ourselves, really, we must give our best.
所以当我们把 把自己献为活祭的时候，要给最好的。
Sometimes our best is just like an oxen.
我们最好的就好像一头牛这样。
Sometimes our best is like a sheep.
可能我们最好的时候是好像一头牛。
Sometimes our best is like turtle doves.
可能有时候我们最好的只是一个鸽子。
But it doesn't matter. It's our best.
但是没关系，这是我们最好的。
What was the second requirement?
第二个条件是什么？
Yes, willing heart, right? Free will.
就是一个愿意奉献的心。
And this is very important.
非常重要。
When you and I offer ourselves,
当我们把自己献上,
can you imagine you offer ourselves as our body is living sacrifice, and you put one hand, like, oh no, I change my mind. I pull it back, right?
我们会说我们奉献我们自己，就奉献一只手，然后又把手缩回去。
You know how painful that would be?
我们试想这是非常痛苦的一件事。
Because part of you is burning, and the other part is still alive. Right?
因为 一部分你身体的一部分在燃烧，另外一部分却没有事情。
No, when you go and swim in a swimming pool and it's really cold, and what people tell you to do? Jump in, right? If you're not, you just stand there all shivering, like all shame, because half your body is cold, and the other half is still above the water. But if you jump in, after a while, you get used to it.
所以有些人呢，但建议如果你在要游泳的时候，就整个身体入到水里面去，因为如果你在水外面呢，你一半身体是冷的，然后脚是没有那种冷，所以他们是建议整个人跳到冷水里面去，过一段日子的，多一段时间呢，身体就能适应。
What is the third requirement?
第三个条件是什么？
Skin, yeah, skin.
就是把皮掰了。
Really, this is very difficult.
这是非常难做的一件事情。
So you must skin yourself.
我们必须要把我们的皮剥了。
Then the fourth.
第四个。
The fourth. Yes, chop. Chop yourself in pieces.
就是把身体切成一小块。Right.
So what is the secret not to be in pain when people skinning you and chopping you? What's the secret?
然后如果有人剥我们的皮，把我们剁成肉块的时候， 不要感觉到痛。
我们应该要怎样? We must be dead.
我们应该要死。
Well, if we are dead, we have no feelings.
如果当我们对这我们身体死了，我们就不带有这种情感或者这种。
Of course, I mean, it's good to have feelings, but you know, when we, you know, when people are skinning us, people chop us into pieces, we must already be died in Christ to not to feel anything.
所以当有人在剥我们的皮，把我们剁成一块一小块的时候，我们在主里面是死了。
And what was the fifth thing?
第五件是什么？
Fifth thing.
第五件事.
Yes, wash. Wash. Right? Wash what?
Wash
what? Yeah. Wash the entrails, right? Everything that's inside.
把内脏洗干净.
And also wash the legs.
然后把脚洗干净.
Yeah. If you and I cannot do that, mean within and without, we must be holy in front of God, then the sacrifice cannot be a sweet aroma.
所以如果我们的内在还有外在没有办法洗干净，我们不能成为这个馨香的祭。
And what is the last thing?
最后一件。
It's the most important thing, actually.
是最重要的。
What's that? Yes, you must put it on fire.
必须要把它放在火上。
Right, without fire, then there's no sweet aroma that put forth before the Lord.
如果我们没有把这个旧用火烧的话，就没办法献上这个馨香的活祭。
Okay, let's go to Leviticus chapter 1.
我们看这个利未记的第一章。
And of course, the sacrifice of a sheep or goat is very similar, the process.
当然，献这个公羊还是绵羊的这个过程是非常相似的。
But if we offer turtle doves,
如果我们要献上这个鸽子的话，
verse 14.
第十四节,
Leviticus chapter 1 verse 14.
利未记的第一章第十四节,
and if the burnt sacrifice of his offering to the Lord is of birds, then he shall bring his offering of turtle doves or young pigeons. Verse 15.
第十五节,
the priest shall bring it to the altar, wring off its head, and burn it on the altar. So here, if we offer turtle doves,
这里说如果要把这个斑鸠献上的话,
we have to wring it, wring its head off.
必须要把这个鸟的头揪下来。
Why?
为什么呢?
Can anybody explain the spiritual teaching behind that?
有人可以解释这个属灵的意义吗?
Yeah, wring its head, right? Yeah, actually, the blood later, they will, yeah, to get the blood out, yes.
第一是要把这个血流出来。
To drain out the blood, right, yes.
要把血流出来。
But what is the spiritual teaching behind, if you and I are turtle doves, why we need to wring off our neck, or wring off our head?
如果我们是斑鸠的话，为什么要把我们的头揪下来呢?
What's that? Yeah, yeah.
就把自己的这个 个人主义拿掉。
It's interesting, right? Because we're thinking, you know, turtle doves compared to oxen is very small.
我们在想这个斑鸠呢，跟这个公牛比起来是非常小的。
So why do you have to wring off its neck and lose its identity? Why you have to do that?
为什么要把他的头揪下来呢？为什么要把他的这个独特的他自己的这个身份拿下去呢？
But believe it or not, pride all you know, come in different size and shape.
但是我们知道骄傲呢，有各种不同的方式来呈现。
And sometimes we feel like, when we have no gifts, you know, we don't offer too much to the Lord. But sometimes, even that is the case, we are very proud.
所以有时候我们觉得我们没有这个恩赐，没有东西献给神，但是即使如此，我们还是有这个骄傲。
So that's why it's very important.
所以非常重要的。
Whatever you and I do for our Lord Jesus Christ,
我们为耶稣基督所做的一切事情,
we should never steal the glory from God.
我们不能夺取神的荣耀。
You know, it's interesting. You know, Dallas Church took us about 5 years to build a church.
所以在Dallas教会呢, 我们花了5年的时间才把教会建立起来。
Then I was now thinking, you know, why did God, you know, allow us, you know, took us so long actually for the church to finish.
所以我在反复思想，为什么神要让这么长的一段时间来把教会建立起来呢？
You know, when we first built the church, everybody was excited.
first place.
Yeah, when we start to build the land, the construction, everybody is all excited.
所以当我们开始, 计划的时候, 来开始这个建筑物的时候,
and many people were involved. They have like 9 to 12 building committee people. Everybody want to be involved.
所以每个人呢, 都想, 参与这些圣工。
But during the whole process, it was so difficult.
但是整个过程呢,
the city gave us so much problems.
然后这个市政府给了我们
and members gave each other so much problems.
然后信徒之间也是有争执。
And at the end,
最终,
hardly anybody wanted to build a church anymore.
没有人要建这个教会了。
Everybody feel okay, forget about it. Like, this is maybe not God's will, forget about it. Right?
很多人都认为这可能不是神要我们所做的,
then thank God, finally, the church is built.
就, 他们就想, 放弃,
you know who took the glory when the church is built?
但是最终当教会建立完的时候, 谁得到荣耀呢?
Nobody.
没有人得到荣耀。
Because everybody already given up already.
因为每个人都已经, 放弃了。
But God received the glory.
但是神得到荣耀。
This was important.
这是非常重要的。
Maybe if the church was built 3 years ago, people say, yeah, I know, I was on a council, I was on a building committee, I'm the one that helped allow this, go this through, right? Even you don't say to people, but you think like that, right? But 5 years after, no, we think like that at all.
如果3年前这个建筑建好的话, 有些人就觉得说, 哦, 这个建筑是因为我的关系, 我才把它建好, 但是因为我们花了5年时间, 当时呢, 没有人, 每个人都已经沮丧了, 所以不会有人这样想。
The last 3 or 4 building committee that built church, they get yelled on, they get screamed at, they went through so much, they all want to quit, you know, they all cry and all want to quit. That's what happened.
所以在建堂之前呢, 那个建堂委员呢, 他们就常常被人家辱骂, 他们甚至不想再继续, 而且要放弃。
But thank God, God received all the glory.
但是感谢神呢, 最终他得到所有的荣耀。
And you know, even though we have a lot of work to do in Dallas, but we, you know, now that we have a building, we can refocus.
感谢神, 即使我们 建筑建好了，有很多事情必须要去实行。 但是我们还是感谢神， 我们有一个建筑物。
Can we really praise and thank God that God received all the glory after the church was built?
我们感谢神， 因为当这个会堂建好的时候呢， 是神的荣耀， 他得到了荣耀。
James, can you put the question up, please? I have like this question for all of you. You can take, can share with us.
所以我这个问题， 大家可以 跟我们分享。
So as members, we are supposed to offer ourselves totally as a burnt offering. And then, I'm sorry, go ahead.
作为信徒，我们应该要完全献上自己作为活祭。
What part of the process is the most difficult and why?
在这个过程当中，哪一个部分是最困难的？
And what stopped us from just offer ourselves totally?
为什么，是什么阻碍我们将自己完全献上？
And this for everybody.
所以,
you can answer, yeah, for everybody can answer.
每个人都可以回答这个问题。
You can talk it very general, or you can talk it with your own personal, I guess, experience.
所以你可以, 讨论自己的经历, 或者你可以做一个比较, 做一个大纲。
Maybe ask Deacon Patrick first to be the first one to be an example, to answer for us.
所以我们请这个王执事呢, 给我们做一个回答这个问题, 作为第一个例子。
So Deacon Patrick, as a deacon, right, what process do you feel is the most difficult? And what's stopping us from completely offer ourselves as a sacrifice?
所以对于王执事来说,在这个过程当中,哪一部分是最困难的? 为什么? 是什么阻碍我们将自己完全献上? You want to give them?
Yeah, yes.
I think in the church setting, there's a lot of problems happen that we have to overcome.
所以在教会呢, 有很多问题我们必须要克服。
I think my experience is that the most difficult one is to work in unity.
我觉得最困难的一件事情就是大家可以同心合意一起工作。
Not just unity in the council, but also unity with the members.
不单只在这个职务会里面 我们同心合意, 就是整个教会呢，就是同心合意的工作。
Because we all come from a different culture, different background, we have our own ideas.
因为我们大部分的人都是来自于不同的背景, 不同的这个, 家庭背景, 所以我们要同心合意是非常困难的。
So every one of us wants to always, we all think that our idea is the best.
所以我们每个人都会认为自己的主意是最好的。
And they make it very difficult to to offer ourselves totally.
所以因为这样呢，我们没有办法呢完全的献上自己。
Now because to offer ourselves totally, that means we have to give up our ideas for the sake of the best, whatever it is at the end.
如果我们要把自己完全献上，就是把我们的思想完全的就是听别人的这思想，所以我们没有办法做到这一点。
And sometimes because we in the church we have to all together support certain decision. That even though the decision that you don't like, you have to support it.
所以在教会呢，我们可能要支持某一些政策，但是可能这个政策我们自己个人是反对，但是全体教会如果同意的话，我们必须即使自己想反对，也要支持这个教会的政策。
And that is one of the hardest thing to do.
这是
because it's like we cannot totally doing that kind of thing.
所以这个是非常困难的一件事，因为我们没有完全的献上自己。
But it's important to do that so that the church can work in unity in that way.
但是这是我们非常重要，我们必须要这样做，这样教会才能同心合意的。
And I think that's why working in the church is so different from working in the family.
所以在教会一起工作跟在家里一起工作是很不一样。
So in the family, you're the head of the household, you decide something, then the family will follow.
所以在家庭的方面来说，只要家庭的头决定了什么，这个家庭就会往这个方向去走。
But not in the church.
在教会的却不是这样。
So denying ourselves, I think, is a difficult part.
所以舍己是一个非常难做的一件事情。
Yeah, I mean that is very true because when we, you know, when we disagree with a situation, then it's very difficult to support if you disagree with it.
所以这是真的，因为当我们反对某些事情的时候，要我逼着自己来去同意这件事情是非常困难的。
I mean, for example, when Dallas Church vote to build or not to build, of course, in the beginning, everybody, you know, want to build, and after go through the whole process, all the suffering. And things like that, and then we have vote again. Should we continue to build, or are we going to buy a church?
所以在大陆也是同样的问题。开始呢，刚开始每个人同意要再建立一个新的会堂，但是过几年之后呢，当他们再聚集一起来投票是否要不要购买或者要去建堂的话，他们。Even
though most, you know, congregation vote to build, but then there's some others vote not to build. Because of this, caused a lot of friction.
在第二次再去投票的时候，大部分的人都想再建自己的一个会堂，但是有些人却要反对，所以因为反对跟赞同的人就起了争执。Even
now, you know, some members who do not want to build, they don't want to be involved with church, you know, cleaning, church, anything. They don't want to be involved in it.
所以现在呢。 即使教会已经建好了，但是那些之前反对就是建堂的人呢，他们现在也不想参与教会的圣工。And
this really stunt the growth of our church.
这样呢，会让我们教会就没办法兴旺。
And I always think about Moses and Joshua and Caleb.
所以我常常想起摩西、耶稣亚还有加勒的这三个人。
Remember after they went to spy the land.
我们记得，当这两个人到迦南地做探子的时候，Joshua
and Caleb came with positive report.
这个加勒还有这个耶稣亚的，他们带回来是一个好的报告。
And they had the faith to go through, you know, to take over the promised land.
他们有这个信心来战胜过，来就是占领这个迦南地。But
the other 10 tribes, they were lack of faith.
那其他十个支派呢？他们却失去了信心。
And for me, I like, why didn't Joshua and Caleb just go their own way? Right? They have two tribes of themselves. Just go, right? And take over the promised land.
我在想，为什么加勒还有耶稣亚他们有两个支派，为什么他们不要以他们两个支派就进入迦南地去占领这个？
The 10 tribes, their lack of faith, let them do whatever they want to do.
然后这个其他十个支派，虽然他们 他们就没有这个信心的话，就让他们做自己想要做的事情。
If that would happen,
如果这样行的话,
first, where Moses is going to go? What group he's going to go with?
Right?
With the 10 tribes or with Joshua and Caleb? But if they did that, think God would be with them? For me, I don't think so.
对我来说,
but Caleb and Joshua suffer for 40 years with those who lack of faith, but at the end, God remembered them.
耶稣雅和加勒呢,他们跟其他十个支派一起的受苦,但是最终呢,神是纪念他们。
I mean, no, without Caleb, without Joshua, without Moses, the other 10 tribes, I think God will kill all of them. Right?
如果没有摩西、没有耶稣亚、没有加勒这三个人的话，其他十个支派可能神已经毁灭了。
So that's why denying ourselves is so important.
所以舍己是非常重要的。
We really sometimes be 100% right.
所以有时候即使我们是100%的正确。
But if other people do not see what we see, and then you know we have to go along with. Of course, it's nothing to do with. We're not talking about doctrines and sin. We're not talking about that.
所以当如果有 虽然我们是100%的正确，但是有人却反对我们的话，不要说在这个真理或者这个罪的方面。We
have to bear that burden.
但是在其他的方面，我们必须要承担这些担子。And
hopefully to the end that every one of us can walk side by side to the heavenly kingdom.
希望到最终呢，每个人可以同心协力，一起的走在这个天国道路上。
Maybe Deacon Peter, can you help?
王彼得之事。好，那在将我们献上啊，其实，在罗马书有说要查验神的旨意。So
when it says about offering ourselves totally as a burnt offering in the book of Romans, it talks about to examine the will of the Lord.
这个是比较困难的。This
is something that I find that is difficult.
因为我们往往都有自己的意见。
Because a lot of time we have our own opinions.
然后呢，就会把事情看出来，这个是对的，所以就要这样做。
And we view certain things from our perspective that is right, and we want certain thing to go our way.
我在从事圣工的经验当中啊。
So in my experience doing church work.
就是有一句话非常重要，就是看别人比自己强。
There's a very important concept that I hold firmly to, that is to deem other better than ourselves.
另外呢，还有就是要尊重神。
And also to respect God.
那这两项我们如果能够不断的来磨练自己，那我们这就是将自己完全献上了。
If you are able to cultivate these two concepts in our life, then we can totally offer ourselves.
Yeah, I mean, that is very true.
这是非常正确的。
We really need to seek what is God's will first.
我们要首先查验神的旨意是什么。
And only when we seek what God's will first, then we can really give ourselves as a burnt offering.
因为当我们可以查验神的旨意是什么，我们才可以把自己献为活祭。
I know it's funny because, you know, for me, I just think about my servitude toward God.
对我来说，我在反复思想我对神，这个所我把。
And I always remind myself that, you know, I'm really a nobody.
我要常常提醒自己，我其实不是什么大号的人物。
And sometimes when I think of myself to be someone, and I think about myself how when I first came to this country, I mean, I wore women's shoes, I wore women's pants, have nothing to eat, I get beat up all the time, right, when I first came to this country. And that's what's going through my mind, like, who am I? Right?
所以当我在想我是怎样的一个人的时候，我会开始反复思想我当初刚到美国的这段时间，我是在穿女人的鞋子，穿女人的衣服，常常被人欺负，我其实不是什么头大什么大号人物。
And then my wife always correct me, you know, when I speak English, I don't speak proper English. Use the right grammars and stuff like that. She always, you know, correct me. I feel like, yeah, I'm really a loser, you know.
So
in that sense, you know?
当我常常讲话的时候呢，我太太会纠正我说我的英文呢并不是讲得很标准。然后我在想，哦，这是对的。
So I don't speak English well. I don't speak Cambodian well. And then,
所以我的 you know? 我用了我的。 我讲英文也不是很好，讲这个柬埔寨话也不是很好。
I don't write and read too well.
Right? 我写也不是很好,
just these things alone, then I just feel like, you know, I'm like a nobody. You know?
所以就是这几样就让我感觉到我并不是什么大不了的人物。
It's really hard for me to feel like I'm somebody, but at the same time, I don't feel like I'm a loser in that sense, like loser. Right? I don't feel sorry for myself. Right?
虽然我不觉得我是什么大号人物，但是我不会觉得自己是一个失败的人物。
And when I'm serving God, I also think like that also.
当我在侍奉神的时候，我也是有这样的一个思想。
Yeah, I just feel like quite often, I mean, there's so many brothers and sisters are so gifted in so many different things.
所以我可以看到有很多弟兄姐妹在很多事情上都非常有恩赐。
So when I share with you the word of God,
当我跟大家分享神的话语的时候,
I just feel like I'm really not worthy to share with you the word of God.
我感觉到自己不配与大家分享神的话。
First, in front of God, I'm really a sinner.
首先在神的面前呢，我其实是一个罪人。
I'm not worthy to speak his word.
我其实不配说他的话。
And second, in front of my brothers and sisters.
第二，在我弟兄姐妹面前呢，
I'm really also a nobody.
我也不是什么，我也没有，我也是普通的一个人。
But God have chosen me to speak his word.
但是神拣选我来传扬他的话。
And because of that, I will try my best to do so.
因为这样的话，是我会尽我的全力来做。
And with this kind of mentality, it really keep me, you know, down to earth.
如果当我有这样的一个思想的时候呢，它让我可以牢牢的走这个路。
Of course, this kind of mentality is not like I'm deceiving myself; it's the reality.
这不是我在欺哄自己，这是实际上所发生的事情。
I just compare with me and my wife.
我跟我太太一起，
she's way smarter than I am.
她比我还要聪明。
And she used to make triple, quadruple the money that I make.
她比我赚的钱超过三倍，四倍。
You know, she can write and read and speak way better than I am. Just that alone, I'm like, okay, you know, I'm a nobody.
所以她写的比我好，她读的比我好，而且她全赚的比我多。
And never mind compare all the other brothers and sisters.
所以更不要想说跟其他的弟兄姐妹来做一个比较。
When you and I have this kind of mentality,
当我们有这样的一个思维的时候，
when we serving God,
当我们来侍奉神，
when we serving one another,
当我们彼此侍奉的时候，
you know, people want to skin us, people want to chop us into pieces. You know what? It's already been skinned, it's already been chopped, and then there's nothing else to do.
所以其他人要剥我们的皮，要把我们剁成一小块的肉，但是都没关系，因为已经不在乎了。
Any other thoughts on this?
还有什么？大家有什么思想吗？
Yes,
So刚才黄执事已经跟我们分享了，但是我想请你分享一下什么叫完全的把自己献为活祭，那是什么意思？Can
anybody share that with us?
大家有什么分享的吗？
I think it's very difficult to find in the Bible, of course, in the sense that like prophets or priests, but you know, with our Lord Jesus Christ, he is the great example to offer himself completely.
所以在圣经里面呢，很难找到有哪一个先知或者哪一个祭司完全献上自己。但是耶稣基督其实是一个非常好的一个例子，因为他能完全的献上自己。
No, we have to think who he is.
首先我们要想说耶稣基督是谁。
He is God.
耶稣基督是神。
With a snap of his finger, he can destroy everything.
他只要 弹下手指，他可以把全世界都毁了。
Why did he allow people to spit on him, right?
但是他为什么愿意让人向他吐唾沫呢？
And to beat him.
被人击打。
And to do all these things to him.
然后做这一些事情来击打他呢？
You know, for me, the road to Golgotha is the most difficult time.
所以对我来说， 这耶稣基督走在哥哥他山上的这条路呢，是最困难的一件事情。
Because if they took a Lord Jesus Christ and crucified him right away, then he has no time to think, right, to do what he wants to do.
如果这些人呢，直接就把耶稣基督钉死在十字架上，他就没有时间去想这，去思想。
But through the suffering,
但是在这段时间，
through the caring of the cross,
在这段时间，因为他
He could just say one word and 12 legions of angels come and destroy everybody, right? That's the power that he had.
所以他只要一句话，他就可以命令这些天使把这些人都毁了。
But he restrained himself.
但是他知道如何克服自己。
And for me, that is the complete sacrifice, obedience, you know, cut yourself in pieces, skin yourself. That is a complete picture.
所以耶稣基督他的榜样就可以给我们知道，他是完全的献上，完全的被剥了，完全的被剁成一小块。
Really, how many of us, if we manifest a kind of power, allow people to spit at us, beat us, right? You know, curse us, all this kind of stuff. How many of us really can do that?
我们坐在当中，有谁愿可以忍受人家向我们吐口水，然后向别人就是击打我们？
I think very few of us.
Right?
And that's a kind of sacrifice and burnt offering that our Lord Jesus Christ wants us also to, you know, to accomplish. Of course, and also the bad examples is Aaron's two sons.
Right?
Even though they were priests,
虽然他们是祭司,
but they burn profane fire. Aaron's two sons, yeah. Aaron's two sons, they the one who burn profane fire. Yeah.
他们是烧了这个燔火.
Of course, also Eli's two sons.
还有以利的两个儿子.
Even though they were priests, but they have do a lot of evil things, you know, in the gate of the temple.
虽然他们是祭司，但是在这个圣所前面呢，他们做了很多不该做的事情。
In other words, even though they are priests, but they did not do what God's will is.
虽然他们是祭司，却没有做神要他们做的事情。
And for us, the same thing, we are chosen people of God.
对于我们来说，我们是神的选民。
We are kings and we are priests.
我们是君尊的祭司，是这个国王。
The first kingdom you and I should reign over is our heart.
所以我们必须要征服的第一个国度是我们的心,
and which is ourself.
就是我们自己,
which is very difficult.
这是非常困难的一件事。
And as priests, we must spend our life praying for ourselves and also pray for others.
作为一个祭司呢, 我们必须要为自己的行为, 而且为别人来祷告。
And these are two things that's very difficult for us to do.
这是非常困难, 非常能做到的事情。
But you and I have to do it.
但是我们必须要这样行。
If we want to put a sweet aroma to the Lord.
如果我们要把自己献作馨香的,
Anybody else want to answer that? Deacon Peter, Deacon Patrick, Deacon Wong, any?
有人要回答这个问题吗?
Anybody else have any thought?
其他人有什么感想?
Yeah, sister. You talk.
Yeah. Yeah. 所以最后一个是什么阻碍我们将自己完全献上，那就是我们的孩子。
I always feel like there's a kind of a disconnect because obviously children are a heritage from God, but at the same time, they're also the ones that stop us from being able to completely and totally offer ourselves to God.
所以我知道，孩子呢是神所赐给我们的产业，但是这个产业呢却是让我们没有办法，而且阻止我们可以把自己完全献上的这个。
So I mean, in the past, like I would help out at like NYTS and you know SSCs and stuff, and you know, in the last 9 years having kids, like last summer was the first time I went back to SSC, and you know, I still remember my first job out of college. 2 weeks of vacation, I took 2 weeks for NYTS, right? So, but now you know, we have 5 weeks of vacation. It's like, oh, okay, take 1 week for SSC. Okay, let me think about it. You know, so I feel like it's a blessing from God, but it also, you know, it makes us prioritize. Like the Bible says, you know, unless you hate your father and your mother, and, you know, does it say children? I don't know, but brothers and sisters, not your children, I guess. You can't hate children. But I think that it really makes us have to reprioritize and try to, you know, maybe at this point in stage in life, our priority is to raise godly children, and that is also devoting ourselves completely. But That's my thoughts.
所以我的感想是, 之前呢, 在我还没有结婚之前, 然后我毕业之后, 我有2个星期的假, 我就可以把这2个星期的假, 拿来, 然后就协助教会的圣工, 但是过去的9年呢, 我完全没有办法的参与任何一项这些学生灵恩会的圣工, 只有上一次, 我才9年后, 才第一次来参加这个圣工, 我感觉到以前, 现在即使我有5个星期的这个假期, 但是要我, 挪出一个星期来协助圣工，这非常困难的。所以我觉得有神小孩子呢，是神的祝福，但是让我们没有完全可以献上自己。所以让我体会到耶稣告诉我们，我们要就是要恨我们的父母亲，要恨我们的弟兄姐妹。虽然他没有说要恨我们的孩子，但是我觉得这个孩子是神赐给我们，要我们可以有一个虔诚的后裔。
Wow, that's a long translation. Okay. Yeah, yeah. Let me just comment that, then I'll call you, sister. Yeah, I mean, I think for me, you know, what Sister Esther said is very true, that I think different stage of our lives, total sacrifice is different.
所以我同意这个Esther姐妹所讲的，在我们人生当中不一样的阶段，我们是有不一样的这个献上自己。
You know, now that when you have our own children, of course, we need to bring them to be godly children.
所以当我们有了孩子呢, 我们必须把他们抚养成人, 作为一个神, 这个虔诚的后裔。
And it's that is a lot of work.
这, 需要很大的努力。
And of course, if we're just single, our focus, of course, to please God, right?
当然,当我们是, 单身的时候, 主要目的就是要得到神的喜悦。
But when we are married, we are focused to please our husband. See, Calvin is very pleased.
所以当我们结婚了之后呢, 我们就是要让我们的, 我们的先生得到喜悦, 所以我们可以看到 Calvin弟兄, 他是很幸福美满。
I think as long as our life is centered around God,
但是主要如果我们把我们的生活是, 就是中心放在神, 把神放在我们生活的中间。
Even though we have many children, but we center them around God, I think that is sacrifice ourselves completely.
所以虽然我们有很多孩子, 但是我们把我们的孩子都把以神做我们的中心的话呢, 我们就是完全的把自己奉献给神。
And for me, my two older nieces, they went to college already, and they go, now my nephew, my heart, I was like, we can't wait for 7 to go to college.
所以我的2个子女呢, 他们已经, 上大学了, 所以我现在还有一个侄儿跟我们一起住, 所以我常常都说, 我真的希望我的侄儿快点去,
so, because to train him to be a godly person is very difficult.
It's very difficult.
We keep telling him, don't lie, don't lie.
我们常常鼓励他, 叫他不能说谎。
And everything he does, the first thing comes to his head is lying.
但是他所做的一切事情, 当他想要说话的时候, 他就会想到他要撒谎。
And it's very burdensome to hear him lie all the time.
所以每次听到他撒谎的时候, 我就感觉到重担非常,
And of course, my sister, she doesn't help any, because my sister, she's not, you know, Christ, you know, in Christ. So it's like, every kid's lie. Why can he not lie? Right? That's what she said.
但是我的姐姐呢, you know? 她却说, 哦, 每个小孩子都会撒谎, 所以这个是没什么大不了的事。
And sometimes she thinks he's cute when he's lying and stuff, you know, because, oh yeah, my son is smart, I know how to get away with things. I'm like, what kind of mentality is that, right?
有时候她的思想也很奇怪, 因为她认为说, 哦, 我的孩子, 他知道如何去撒谎, 然后可以, 可以就是, 躲过一些, 一些状况, 所以他觉得他这样行其实一个, 是一个很好的一件事情。
And really one of the reasons why my wife is not so excited to go back to work is to be with seven at home.
另外一件事情, 我的太太不想这么快回去工作, 是因为他可以跟我的侄儿有更多互动的一个时间。
You know, seven, he, even though hourly he's very cute and stuff like that, but he's like a gangster one to be. You know, little seven.
所以虽然我的侄儿看起来他是非常可爱, 但是他很想做一个流氓。
You know, of course, sometime you hear things the teacher say about him, it's like, how can that be? He's my little seven. You're so cute. But then now you see it very clearly, you know.
Teacher.
Yeah. A teacher at school, oh. You know, they tell, call, you know, call us like, yeah, seven threatened this little boy, they're going to kick
his butt, you know, he say worse word than that, right? You're like, what? Seven, my skinny little nephew? Oh,
so you 有时候我的侄儿呢在学校呢，老师会说啊，这个 Seven 呢就踢他的同学，然后就开始用一些脏话。我们就在思想说，哦，我的这个又可爱的这个侄儿 Seven， 他竟然会这样做吗
？And he even brought a knife to school and sold to the other kid.
他甚至
yeah, they have no tolerance. They have no tolerance for that kind of stuff.
他甚至买了一只小刀，然后带到学校去把它卖给另外一个同学。
Then he went to the bathroom, you know, the hand, the, was it the hand dry, and he jump kicked the thing and break it and stuff like that. I'm like, yeah, that's little seven, you know?
这我们的这个小侄儿呢，甚至到了这个学校的厕所，把这个烘干机呢把它踢坏。
And I always say, God, you're very funny. I work with kids all my life. But when it comes to my own nephew, I can't handle him. I don't know what to do with him.
所以我常常跟神说，神啊，你真的是一个喜欢搞笑的一个神。因为
I mean, and in school, he got like 30 and 40s for on his tests and stuff like.
所以我常常就是，我常常辅导学生，但是我对我的侄儿，我却没办法辅导他。而且在上课的时候呢，他常常的测验只有拿到30分、40分。
When I first came to this country, I can't even speak English. I get all A's and everything. How can you get 40s and 50s in your test? I don't understand. I don't understand it.
我刚来美国，我虽然英文一句都不会，但是我至少可以在我的功课上面做得很好。但是你却在你的课业上只拿到30分、40分。
And things like this, of course, as parents, is very difficult.
所以这些事情会让做父母的非常困难。
I told him, if he's not a smart kid, you know, you get 40 and 50, you're fine. You're not too smart, you know.
如果他不是一个机灵或者聪明的小孩，如果他拿30分、40分， 那是没关系。
But he's a very smart kid.
但是他是一个非常聪明的一个小孩。
But he is so lazy.
但是他非常的懒惰。
I give you an example. This is what like frustrated so much. So he had to take home exam online, you know, online.
所以我给你一个例子，他有一个拿回家做的一个考试。
He had 12 multiple choice, you know, multiple choice tests.
他有12个选择题。
12 questions.
12个选择题。
So he got 4 out of 12.
他12个选择题，他只答到4个是对的。
How do you get 4 out of 12?
我们问他为什么你只会对4个呢？
Then the second time, he got 5 out of 12.
第二次呢，他也是拿到12个。
But you can take as many as you can, right? Until you get the best score.
他只对5题。
Then the third time, he taught 3 out of 12.
但是第三次他在考试的时候，他只对3题。
7, did you even read? You know, the past, you know, the whatever the story that you were to read before you take the test?
所以我们就问 7, 你在考试之前，你有读这个篇文章？
Of course, the first thing you want to do is lie, right?
他第一件事情想到就想。
And he's like this thinking. I say, Seven, don't lie. I know you're gonna lie. Don't lie, right?
所以他第一次想，他就开始想要说骗话。我就说 Seven, 你不能讲骗话。
He's like, No, Uncle, I didn't read.
他就说，我没有读。
Like if you don't read, how are you gonna take the exam? How are you gonna take the test?
我就说你不读的话，你怎么去考试呢？
Okay, he went, took him 10-15 minutes to read, take the test, got perfect score.
然后他去花时间去读，读完了花了15分钟，他就得到满分。
And really, as parents, as Christian parents, it's very difficult.
所以，作为一个基督徒的这个父母亲是非常困难的。
He has such great potential.
他是非常有潜力。
You know, he is so smart. He all the stat of football, any stat of football from like 1960, he knows everything about it. I like, listen, if you get only 50 in your test, I don't hear nothing about the stat. You know? So he knows everything about football stat, right? Statistic, right? From like 1950, he knows all the players, this and that. Why? Because, you know, he's smart, right? He read it, he remember everything. But his tests get 30, get 40, get 50, get 60, I like.
所以在这个美式足球呢，从1950年代一直到现今的那些分数呢，那些分数他都记得一清二楚。但是对于他的考试来说，他只拿到30分、40分。
And the crazy thing, he's been ground for the last 6 months. He doesn't care, you know. He's just like even too lazy, you know. He's like, oh yeah, okay, I'm grounded. It's fine, you know. That's how it is.
所以上6个月呢，他这边就不能出去，因为他受到惩罚。但是对他来说，他是无济于事。
There's really nothing work with him that I try. Really, but that's why God, I said, God, you're very funny. I mean, I just have to pray. That's it. There's nothing else.
所以我做什么事情都没办法激发他，所以我已经想尽办法都没有用。所以我
I don't know how you do it, you two.
所以我觉得神是要在考验我们。
you know, it's very difficult.
But
that also trained us, you know, to be even more Christian-like. To bring them up in Christian, it's just very difficult. There's like two forces pulling them away from us, right?
所以要让他们作为一个虔诚的后裔是非常困难的，因为是有两个不同的力量在拉扯着他们。
No, I tell you another story.
我再跟大家分享另外一个故事。
One time, you know, he played the violin. Right.
然后他在学小提琴。
And he never wanted to practice.
他从来不想要
like, how are you gonna, you know, you have an org, you have like, what is it, a recital or whatever, right? You know, in a couple of days, you don't even practice. How are you going to do well?
我就说,
well?
你几天后就要去演奏了,你不练习,你怎么去演奏呢?
So whatever, one day, we went to one of his orchestra performance, whatever.
所以有一次我们就到他演奏的地方。
But we didn't tell him we were going to go.
我们没有告诉他我们要去。
So he did not see us that we are there.
他也没有看到我们在哪里。
And guess what was he doing while they're waiting his turn to go up, right?
所以他在等着到他们上去的时候
playing around, talking to other kids, all like being cool, you know, talking like this, you know?
所以他的行为就好像就是要装得很酷,然后到处跟人家讲话。
And me and Hai just look at each other like, this is what he acts like when I was being around, you know? He thinks it's all cool. And you see, he brings sure to change too, especially now cold, right? I said, look, you have two pig legs, and you go, and you change into shorts. No, he deceive us, right? He go, you know, go to school with pants up, and then he come out, something he forget. I was like, why you have shorts on? He's like, oh. He forget to take the shorts off and change to his clothes again, right? Oh, man.
所以有时候呢,天气转凉了,他也是,他就是要穿短裤,装裤,所以他会到学校去换,但是回家的时候忘记换成长裤,我就问他为什么你在穿短裤呢?
I see, to offer ourselves completely, totally with our kids is also, it's super, super difficult.
所以要把我们完全线上,带着我们孩子完全线上是非常非常困难的一件事。
We want to send him back home, but what's the point?
我们要把他送回去他的家,送回去给他母亲,但是用意是什么呢?
One time, like, hey, we send you back home, right? Because all this stuff, then you have only one bag.
So
you have only one luggage to bring all your stuff. So he packed his luggage and stuff. And his luggage, he still didn't, he packed everything, put his luggage to the side, he was going to go, and then we didn't send him. So the luggage is still in the corner there.
所以有一次我很生气的说我要把你送回去然后就把东西收好了那这个行李收好了但是到现在那行李还在那里。
It's very difficult. Yeah, sister, sorry.
对,非常困难的。
Yeah, go ahead, go ahead. Yeah.
所以另外一个件事情我们没有完全的献上自己是因为我们必须要工作来付我们生活上的这些账单。
No, and that's very true.
非常, right. 这是,
no, sometimes it's reasonable, it's understandable when we work and try to pay a bill and stuff, but actually, a lot of us, we work just to work too, right? We know we have enough money to pay our bills and this, that, but sometimes we just work just to work.
所以,对,我们做工是为了要赚取一些 钱来付我们的账单，但是很多时候我们工作是为了工作。
Yeah. Okay, let's take a break. Because we have to go until 4, right? So take a break.
We
will come back at 3:05.
我们3:05再回来。
Let's bow and pray hands.
请大家低头默祷。
Amen.
Amen. Okay.